Happy Monday to you, and I hope you've had a lovely weekend and got to do something nice and enjoyable for yourself yesterday. So all of this week we're going to be talking about the connection between body and mind, and the theory of the thought process behind our emotions can create stress within the body and then can go on to create maybe ailments or different things like that. Now, just to say it as a disclaimer before I start this, this is not medical advice. This is simply just more of a thought process behind it and a belief system. It is a belief system that I have. It doesn't mean that you will have it or should have it. And it's just a topic of discussion for something to think about this week. Because a lot of times over my years, so I'm 10 years, actually going into my 11th year now of working with people on a one-to-one level through my coaching, through my readings, through teaching meditation and workshops. And what I've seen a lot throughout this period of time is the amount of people that would show up to a session under a huge amount of stress, maybe having trauma from certain events in their life, and how it is still playing out within the body in terms of the effect that it would have. So it could be something from a sore shoulder to a sore foot to, you know, feeling sick in their stomach all the time, or, you know, I know for myself, I was suffering very badly with acne for years, whatever it might be. And they do say in this thought or belief system that the body can be creating these as a result of the traumas or of the emotional energy that we carry. And I've been thinking about this a lot lately because for me, as you know, I'm going through a fertility process at the moment. And I really had a very interesting meeting with I'm going in for a small operation in a couple of weeks. And I, at the time, met with my surgeon the other day. And it got me just really thinking about the connection between body and mind and also our intuition. And I just wanted to share a quick little kind of story about this and the links between it and why it is so important to really listen to yourself and to connect into the body. So not just the body creating things as a result of emotions, but also you listening to yourself and knowing your body and being able to tune into that, whether that's through meditation or just simply listening to yourself. So I remember being really young and always thinking that when I went to have a child, I would have a problem with that. And I'm talking about maybe at 10, 11, 12, even around that. I was just always thought I would have difficulty with that. In conversations with my mum about it, she had a lot of difficulties with pregnancies, and she had said to me that maybe I had those thoughts when I was younger in a recent conversation because we had talked about things like this. But for me, it wasn't from that. I just had this deep knowing. And I remember then when I was about 15, I remember coming home from school, I can still see myself, I think at a half day, and putting on that soap. It's an English soap during the day called Doctors. I don't watch it now. I know it's still on, but I don't watch it. And a girl was having a conversation in it. It was part of the storyline of a girl trying to get pregnant and she couldn't. And her husband in this soap opera had a child from a previous relationship. And I remember sitting in the sitting room 15 thinking, that's going to be me. And I just had this very deep knowing that there was just going to be something there. And then, you know, in thinking about this, I thought to myself, on reflection now over the last number of weeks, you know, was I creating anything by having that thought process? Or was it just a deep knowing of my body even at that period of time, even though I was so young? So the interesting thing is now I am married to my husband, and I have a wonderful 20, almost 21-year-old stepson. And I am in that situation, like that piece of film, and I have had those conversations like that soap opera that I saw. And I thought that was quite interesting. So I rolled on to when I was 23. And at 23... Sorry, when I was 18, I started getting a lot of pain in my side, and I was doing my leave insert, and I was brought in to, so leave insert here in Ireland is your final year before you go on to college in high school or secondary school. And I was having a lot of pain, and I went to the doctor, and she sent me for a scan, and when they had the scan, they saw a very small cyst on my spleen. And they said it was fine once it didn't cause me any problem. And from that day onwards, I had no problem. I think the pain went away because I was more relaxed of knowing what it was. And then we fast forward to when I was 23 and I started getting, my stomach was protruding quite a lot. I was very, very slim at the time. And I was wondering what it was, and I was putting it down to just drinking too much in college or probably eating a little bit too much, but I wasn't putting any weight on it anywhere else. And I felt quite faint. And I took 2 days off work at the time. I was just after finishing my degree, and I had to go to the doctor to get a cert for taking time off. And I just had told him how he was feeling. So he looked at everything and he said that I might have a stomach bug. My stomach was quite large. He said I looked like I was about 6 months pregnant. But to come back to him in a couple of weeks, it hadn't gone. And that night when I got home, he phoned me to say he'd been thinking about me all day and he wasn't happy to just let me go off, that he wanted me to go into the hospital for an ultrasound. So a couple of weeks later, I did that. And when they looked at me, they were just saying that all they could see was black. So what had actually happened is that cyst that was very small at the time had actually grown to the size of a rugby ball and had pulled my spleen out of place, and my spleen was now floating across my stomach. It had pushed my womb up and it had folded my pancreas in half. So I was brought into hospital 2 weeks later for quite extensive surgery, split down the middle of my stomach where I have a scar, and on I go. So had that was bit traumatic at the time, got over it pretty fast. I was quite young, bounced back really fast, it was all fine, and I moved on. I have a low immunity because my spleen is gone, and I was supposed to take penicillin every day. I don't take penicillin because I used to get sick a lot from it. So again, just trying to tune into my body of what I needed. But as the years started to go on after my operation in 2023, I started getting a lot of weight gain, feeling very sluggish all the time. And I kept saying to my GP at the time, and when I go back to the hospital for checkups, you know, this is how I'm feeling. When I'd had more kind of gynecological stuff in the hospital about 4 years ago, I was saying it to them and was like, is there any link between what had happened and, you know, how I'm feeling? They were like, no, splenectomies are pretty straightforward, it's fine. And I suppose I just always had this thought of, it doesn't feel right. So last week I went to my surgeon about having a laparoscopy, which is where they just go in with the scope, look around, see what's going on, make an incision in your stomach and see what's going on. There might be endometriosis, there are different things. So anyway, I had a scan with him and he said that he was 99% sure that due to the severity of the operation I had, that I was probably covered in adhesions inside, and also that I was going to have drilling done in both my ovaries because my eggs aren't coming out unless I take all these injections that I'm doing at the moment. And he would flush through the tubes, and if there was anything like endometriosis there or anything else, he would take it all out. But he sat and he spoke to me about the operation I had when I was 23. He was like, you were very young to have it. It was a big operation, you know, trying to explain to me how big it was. And, you know, it's been a really interesting year because within the last year, I've met a new fertility doctor and now this surgeon. And they're finally listening. I've found two people that are listening to what I'm saying about how I'm feeling in my body. And it really got me thinking about all of this stuff, and that when you just have that knowing, maybe I had that knowing when I was 10, I definitely had it from the operations. I've definitely had it over the last number of years when I was attending the gynecology clinic and telling them there was things wrong with me fertility wise. They were telling me I was just fat and to go to Slimming World, and it's in my notes and everything. So I wasn't even, you know, thinking I heard that. It's actually in my notes. And I knew there was something wrong, and there is, because I have polycystic ovaries and I don't ovulate, which was not picked up at the time. So why I'm telling you kind of this story is because it has got me really thinking about, one, trusting yourself and trusting your body, but how much we don't actually listen to ourselves enough. We might have inklings of what's going on, but are you really connecting to yourself? So whether that's a medical issue or whether that's an emotional issue, because the year before my cyst got that big and pulled my spleen out of place, I was being bullied in my final year in college by people I had been friends with for years, and was going into college on my own throughout my whole final year and having a really, really terrible time. And I also had been going out with someone for almost 2 years as well, who I'd known since I was about 13. So we'd been friends for years, and they had ended up cheating on me a couple of weeks before my finals. And this happened about 4 or 5 months after. And I always wondered, did the stress of that year create anything with that cyst to get bigger and to create all of the things? And here I am 15 years after that, maybe having the effects of this in my fertility. And maybe not, maybe I will have the laparoscopy and there's nothing there. Although he's extremely, like I said, 1% doubtful that that's the case. He's 99% sure I will be covered in adhesions, which is fine, whatever you need to do. So all of this week, what I want to do, and this is a much longer teaching, but I really want to get us to work on that body-mind connection. Whether there's emotional stuff going on in you that's recreating a pattern in your body through emotion or through sickness, or it's recreating a pattern in your life. Because a lot of times things that may have happened over the course of time keep kind of coming up again and again and again. And without that connection to ourselves, first and foremost, and then that connection to our body and our mind and finding the link between those, this is such a broad spectrum. I'm trying to cover, you know, a couple of different things in this audio. We won't really understand what's going on for us. So I'd like you just to think about what I've said today. I know it's a long winding story, but I wanted to kind of go back because it's really only been in the last number of weeks I've started thinking about this more and thinking about, you know, if you have that thought about something, whether that's to do with, like I said, a physical ailment or a medical issue, or whether that's to do with something that you realize isn't healed in yourself on an emotional level, what damage is it doing to you? Is it having an internal damage in the body, medically or elsewhere, or otherwise? Or is it having an external one? What patterns keep repeating in your life? What things do you keep attracting in? What situations keep occurring? They say, when we're on this topic of thought, that, you know, we create our lives. And yes, definitely things happen to us. But in essence, I do believe that. I do believe the circumstances we have in our life, we create. You know, that's why I was saying to myself, God, did I create any fertility stuff for myself when I was back as far back as 10, thinking about these things at 15, watching that and, you know, thinking about that, being in a situation with somebody who had a child from a previous relationship. Did I nearly manifest and bring that in? Or did I just have a deeper knowing that that's how it was going to be? But regardless of whatever these things are, we do create it. So if you're going through something in your life now, whether it's in your financial part of your life or in your relationships where they're suffering, or it could be your career, or it could be your health, or it could be your social life, or whatever it might be, for this week, come in. Don't go out. Stop blaming others. Stop blaming situations. Stop blaming this, that, and the other. Look at yourself. How can you increase your self-awareness? Increase your connection to yourself, because regardless of what's going on around you, regardless of who we feel may or may not be to blame for certain things in our lives, at the end of the day, we're the only ones that can solve that. We don't want to get caught up in bitterness or anger or lack of compassion for people, lack of compassion for ourselves, or just really got a chip on our shoulder against the world. You know, no matter where you are, things are resolvable. Things can be healed once you connect to yourself. So I wish you a beautiful day, and I look forward to connecting with you all this week as we delve more into this. If you have any feedback on this, feel free to text me as well, and have a great Monday.